Paul Ramel here with Q92 Radio. Of course, March is Egg Month, and one of our fine advertisers here on Q92 is Kesselute Enterprises in Green Valley. And we're going to chat with Darren Kesselute, one of the owners of Kesselute Enterprises. And Darren, thanks for coming on the radio with us and talk about your company a little bit during Egg Month.
Hey. Well, thanks, Paul. Yes, it's a pleasure to work with you guys over the years. You guys do an outstanding job as far as getting coverage and covering everything for us. I know we've done like home shows and you guys have come down and done live spots and stuff for that. Mm-hmm. It's been super working with you guys over the years here, and to celebrate an egg month. Is important for the community and everybody in the area.
That's right, and we've had a long working relationship over the years, and we'll continue that. So,
well, that's the plan.
Let's hope, anyway.
The plan going forward. You bet. The Kesselute Enterprises has been around since July of 2000 is when we opened. Oh. So we've been here for about 23 years. And a lot of things have changed over them 23 years as far as the different types of equipment. Everything keeps evolving and going. More and more electronics and autonomous and most people are out in the field nowadays and they don't even have to have their hands on the steering wheel to go up and down the field. And 23 years ago, that wasn't as much the case.
Right.
Things have changed, equipment's changed, companies have changed. We started out here as just kind of a small little dealership doing repair work and buying and selling a few things, and then we took on a few different lines. We've had the McCormick line since 2005. We took back up a year, we took on Grasshopper Mowers in 2004, and then in 2010 is when we took on the Kubota line, which is our main line that we deal with now.
Right. Darren, talk about how Kesselute Enterprises came to be, and you got family members involved in it, and maybe the number of your employees or longtime employees that have been with you. How did Kesselute Enterprises come to be in the year 2000?
Well, it basically all started with my uncle and a cousin that had the idea of kind of breaking off. They were working for the same company I was, Consolidated Ag Service, which I was up in Madison at that, or before that time.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided to open their own business and just kind of repair equipment and buy and sell a few pieces and just do that. And it grew from them too. And then they were hired a third person, which is our secretary, and she's here today. Julie's been here since I tell her, she came with the building. So she's been here for the longest employee here.
Okay.
And then just been adding employees, ever since. Employees, come and go, but we've got a few of us that have been sticking around, and it's basically the three owners that to this day, myself, my cousin Travis, and then my uncle Tom. Tom and Travis, it's a father son, and we've been, Tom's been in the egg business since early 70s. I started out in the early 90s in dealing with egg and stuff and just been trying to grow the business and go from there. We currently have 13 full-time employees.
Mm-hmm.
So we're a long ways from when they started out with just three.
That's right. So very successful, and it's been growing over the years. I know you. Let's talk about some of the services that you provide. I know you do some rental. That's how I got to know you, Darren, at your rental shop that you had in Marshall there at the time, and we did some broadcasting live there. So talk about that a little bit.
Yep. Yeah. When you talk about changes, we did dabble in having a second location, a satellite location. We had. We started that in 2011, and that went till 2020. Basically, shortly after the COVID thing, it was tough. Mm-hmm. Having the two locations. But yeah, we had basically a sales and rental at the Marshall location. We didn't have a shop or parts or nothing there, and just had one employee there that stayed there and did all the selling and the rental and stuff. And the rental thing has grown over the years, you know, to where we've got multiple telescopic forklifts now. We've got multiple towable man lifts. We've got scissor lifts. We've got, you know, lots of basically man lifts, you know, mini excavators, tractors, seeders, tillers, you know, all the different things for taking care of yards, taking care of basically, you know, property management. People that want to do stuff themselves instead of hire it out, we try to have the stuff here for them. Mm-hmm. The town location was you know, basically one of the things that got the rental thing kicked off for us. And since then, when kind of COVID hit and we lost the employee that was here, he moved on to other things. It was tough finding, you know, another employee to sit in there, and so we just decided to close that one, move everything out here to the main location. We're just 5 miles north of Marshall, right off of Highway 59 on the Green Valley Road. And it's been a good location, and hasn't seemed to slow the rental stuff down, because people typically you look it up, you Google who the rental place is, they give you a call and either deliver it or they stop by and pick up the piece.
Mm-hmm. Good. I know you have an outstanding service shop there at Kessler too.
As far as the service area, we have a pretty large area that we cover as far as sales and service. We do have a service truck, so we have service technicians that go out and service right on the farm, as far as doing, you know, some of your minor oil changes and doing minor repairs and stuff and things big. Then we send the semi out, pick it up, and bring it into our location here. But yeah, as far as servicing, you know, we cover all the way up to Madison, Dawson area, all the way down over to, you know, Gary, South Dakota, Canby. You go south, you're all the way down to Pipestone, and then over, you know, we're covering a lot of the Worthington area now. There used to be a Kubota dealer there, and they closed, so we're, you know, covering Worthington, and Slate, and Fulda, and then over east, you're going over towards Redwood, and, you know, so we cover a pretty big area, and try to keep, you know, everybody going and everybody happy.
That's right. You do make service calls, too, or...?
Yep, we do service calls with the service truck, or, you know, like I said, if it's something that's beyond being able to be repaired in the country or on the farm, then we, you know, we got a truck driver that we just send out there and load it up and bring it in so they can work on it right here in the shop.
Right. So you've been there since day one then, Darren?
Well, pretty close.
Pretty much, okay.
I was about 6 months after it opened. I decided to come over here and join the guys, and so I wasn't one of the original, you know,
right,
crew members, but I was number 3-4, I think,
right,
employee.
Well, your family, right?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So I know you touched on a little bit ago about the changes that you have seen. Talk a little bit more about that in the egg business, the changes you've seen since you've started.
Well, some of the biggest changes has just been the technology and stuff that's going into these pieces nowadays. You know, a lot more electronics and a lot more, you know, automatic, self-steering, auto steer. You know, even we don't get into the planting and harvesting part of it, but I mean, even in the, you know, in the planting part of agriculture nowadays, you know, if a field isn't square, the planters are set up. You know, they recognize that, they set it up so when you're coming to an uneven end, it starts shutting off your different rows, you know, so you're not wasting seed and overlapping, you know, and your seed costs and stuff like that. And there's just a lot of things that have changed over the years. The biggest thing for us has been with taking on Kubota in 2010, the changes that they've had in acquiring a total hay line. That was something that Kubota never dealt with when we took them on. But in 2000, I think it was 15, they bought the Kverlin Group, and Kverlin was like the Vicon disc mowers and balers and stuff like that. And they rebranded them all Kubota, and now they're building them and selling them as Kubota products. So it was a whole new thing basically for us to do. We never had to deal with any hay equipment, so now we're getting into the balers and the, you know, the disc mower conditioners, the disc mowers. You get into the hay rakes and raking and all the different products that, and, you know, different things that go with that.
Right.
So that part has really evolved for us. We loader tractors, you know, we sell a lot of loader tractors, Kubota got into the more into construction sites. We're selling wheel skid loaders, track skid loaders. In 2010, they had a track skid loader and they had an excavator, and that was about it for construction equipment. Now we're getting into a little bit bigger wheel motors or wheel loaders, like the payloaders. Getting into more excavators, they got a lot more models of those, and then the wheel skid loaders, the track skid loaders, they got three different models of the track skid loader now. So it's just stuff that keeps expanding and growing as you know as the customers demand it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, a lot of changes there. What as we close here, Darren, what do you like about your job?
Oh, I would have to say the best thing is just the people. Meeting new people all the time, dealing with people that customers that I've dealt with for just about 30 years. I mean, I've got customers up in your area yet that I still talk to quite often. They still come down, they see me, I go up there, I see them, they buy stuff from us, they still, you know, get service work from us. It's got to be the people, and the more people you meet, I think the better. It always drives my wife nuts. We can't ever, we can't ever go anywhere, and I don't run into somebody that I know.
Yep.
have known at some point, and it's crazy. But yeah, that would be just making people, you sell them something, and you call them up and ask them how it works, and they're just happy. Not that everybody's always happy, but majority of people are always happy. It's just seeing smiles on faces and meeting. Meeting people.
That's right. You're a people person, Darren.
Yep.
Just like me.
Yep. So,
all right. Well, congratulations on the success of Kesselwood Enterprises over the years, and we appreciate you being on the radio with us every Monday morning. Darren and I do a little Kesselwood Enterprises show to catch people up what's happening, and that's been working well, too. So.
Yep. Hopefully we can keep doing that for many years to come.
There you go. Now check out their website. We didn't talk about that, Darren. Talk about that amazing website. I always say it's one of the best websites that I've ever seen.
Well, KesselwoodEnterprises.com. You can go on there, check out everything that we have. We try to run a deal of the week, a different one every week, and that's right on the main page. We try to change things up. Quite often, so whenever people go on there, they're always looking at something different, and it makes it a little bit more intriguing. But yeah, try to keep the inventory as current as possible, so as soon as we sell something, we try to get it off there as soon as we can, trade something in or we get a new piece in, try to get everything uploaded and get it on there, try to get some videos. Hopefully the weather starts cooperating a little bit for us so we can get out and get more videos and stuff of the equipment, because I know that is one thing that people comment on, and when they go on a website and they can click on a piece of like tractor or something, and if you see it driving and operating and knowing that all the functions and everything all work is always a peace of mind for people when they're buying stuff. So
good. All right, thank you, Darren.
All right, thanks, Paul.
That's Darren Kesselwood with Kesselwood Enterprises in Green Valley. During March is Egg Month.